because there have been organizations like ours and like the Organization for Black Struggle who have had clear demands, and because there's been some level of chaos and disruption, we are moving closer to justice than we would have been had we not had these organizations in the first place. Because I think there's sort of two ways to think about theories of change. One is we run in non-movement moments. There are very smart, strategic, savvy policy campaigns. And the second is when there are people in motion and sort of the power structure with its web, you know, the courts are just one piece of the way power structures in all of our towns are interconnected. When they're worried that there's upheaval, they look to what are things that we can do that are going to make things better. So, you know, OBS that has had a 15-year campaign to win civilian oversight is going to win that likely in a week now, 2 weeks, in St. Louis City because of the upheaval. When we sat down with the mayor of the city of St. Louis in late August, and they said, well, what do you want us to do? And we said, well, you have, you know, we have 200-something thousand outstanding traffic warrants that people could go to jail for. And they said, oh, that can't be true. Those must be serious violations. So why don't you have a look? Turned out they had 220,000 traffic warrants, traffic tickets, that led to bench warrants, so where people could have been arrested. The city, because of this, the city forgave those warrants. So it was both a remarkable win, I mean, remarkably, I can't use the language I want to use in this room, but a remarkably screwed up that there were that many, that they didn't know there were 220,000 warrants, but also that they were willing to forgive that. And now the city of St. Louis sort of, and I don't want to give them too much credit, but they are modeling. They're also doing things based on the ability to pay. And that we're seeing now huge movement in the county. And part of this is there's just inertia because there's 91 municipalities, 83 separate courts, and such a web of you know, this cottage industry of all these lawyers profiting off of this that it's very hard to move. But we're seeing significant progress. We're seeing amnesty programs. We're seeing now legislation introduced by Tea Party Republicans that is creating standards for judges. All this regulation that the right wing doesn't want. No, actually, these need to be real judges, and these need to be in real courts, and we need to have some standards of practice for judges was just introduced by the Speaker of the House. We're going to see probably an elimination of fines and perhaps an elimination of arrest warrants in many places in St. Louis County. And then we're also going to see, and this is sort of where the intersection happens with the police, some of the best police practices take place where many municipalities are adopting this. It's not a receipt system, but if you get pulled over for a municipal infraction, they're going to say to you, here's really, you need to show up in court because you won't get thrown in jail, and here's our guarantee. Here are the things that are going to happen to you, as opposed to now where you show up in court and you're scared to show up in court because you are going to get thrown in jail unless you have the full amount to pay. You're going to see something that is more of a show of good faith from these municipalities. So I think things are going to change in a significant way, and they are changing. And just to highlight, it's because they're, you know, people have been courageous, bold, politicized, and talked about the interconnectedness of these issues and the interconnectedness around economic injustice and structural racism and the way the schools work and the school-to-prison pipeline and how policing works with the courts. And so, you know, we can't guess the intent of the police forces, but we know how it's impacted. You know, some of them are just outright racist and they enjoy doing this, and some of them are revenue collectors for the state. But it all manifests itself in an interconnected web of system that we are now able to address in a holistic way and move things forward in a significant way. And you know, I think the Department of Justice report and the way in which they have intervened has been very helpful in setting the stage, not just because they're talking about Ferguson, but it's not about Ferguson. It's about 90 other municipalities in St. Louis County. It's about St. Louis City, and it's about the history and legacy of structural racism that Montague is talking about.